Cyber crimes are on the rise, but authorities are blind to just how big the problem is. That's because there are more than a dozen government agencies and other groups who report, analyse and fight cyber attacks here. But critics say no one is looking at the big picture and victims often don't know who to turn to for help. Anusha Bradley reports.
Tucked away in an office above central Napier are a dozen people at the front lines on the war against cybercrime. ID Care helps around 1,000 New Zealanders a month who fall victim to online scams, data breaches and identity theft.
Welcome to ID Care. You're speaking with Paul. How can I help?
One of ID Care's case managers, Paul Hay, knows exactly what victims are going through. 6 years ago, his online identity was stolen.
They took control over all of my online accounts and started to use that to harass an assortment of people for an extended period of time, like horrifically harassing pretty much every female I knew, to the point where the police turned up at my house with a folders thick of evidence against me, and when I tried to prove or talk my way out of it, nobody would believe me.
The theft had such an impact on Paul Hay, he decided to study computing and was then able to track down the piece of hardware from which the malicious messages were sent. But that still wasn't enough for the police to prosecute. It also took 2.5 years before Facebook believed he was the real Paul Hay and deleted his hacked profile. Cybercrimes such as identity theft, scams and malware are on the rise, but criminals are rarely prosecuted. And it's difficult to know just how prevalent it is because different agencies collect different data. CERT NZ, the central government agency to which all incidents should be reported, has recorded a 25% rise in cases in the last year. NetSafe recorded a 39% increase in online romance scams, while ID Care has seen a 39% rise in identity theft in the first 5 months of this year. There are 13 government agencies and several charities who educate, report and fight cybercrime and security problems. But ID Care's New Zealand operations manager, Neil Hallett, who is a former cybercrime police detective, says no one's looking at the big picture.
It's generally accepted that we do need a single source of truth, that there are too many disparate pockets of information, that if it was put together in one place, we would have a better idea of what the overall picture looks like and a better idea of where the main threats are coming from.
NetSafe's Chief Executive, Martin Cocker, agrees a more centralised approach would help.
We'll get somewhere between $20 and $30 million of scam losses reported to us each year, and CERT will get a similar amount, but we don't know how much of that overlaps because people can choose to report to both agencies. There really is difficulty quantifying the problem, and then that, you know, then creates a problem for our political leaders to say, you know, here is the size of the problem and here is a reasonable response in terms of investments.
The Digital Economy and Communications Minister David Clark says no country really knows just how big the problem of cybercrime is.
It's something that jurisdictions around the real world wrestle with, and one of the big reasons it's hard to work out is because there's a lot of embarrassment associated with being a victim, and in particular being a victim of phishing or credential harvesting, and people simply don't report it.
Cybersecurity experts say education is key to encouraging the reporting of cyber crimes, but also in ensuring people have the know-how to prevent becoming a victim in the first place.